With June fast approaching, Pride Month will be celebrated throughout the month of June, and the celebration will be making its way to the Six Nations community as the Departments of Wellbeing and Social Services will be teaming up to throw an event on June 25th. So here to talk to me about that from both departments who are coordinating are Jamie Daranowski and Maureen Ninham. So good morning, and thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you.
So, Jamie, we'll start with you. The event, it's called Six Nations Celebrates Pride. Can you tell me exactly what that is and everything that's going to be going on come June 25th?
Sure. So this is the second event that we have partnered, the Department of Wellbeing and Social Service has partnered on for Pride. It was Pride in the Park last year. So this year we've changed it to Six Nations Celebrates Pride. So we will have kind of like party in the park, I guess. So we'll have free food while quantities last. We'll have face painters, henna artists, caricature artists. We'll also have some drag performers. Yeah, so it's a family-friendly event. So it is for everyone in the community to attend.
And Maureen, what's it like for these two departments, Social Services and Department of Wellbeing, in being able to come together to host this event? And then on top of that, how important is it to have local organizations and the community as a whole showing their support to the Pride and Two-Spirited and LGBTQ community?
It's been great partnering with the Department of Wellbeing. I think more collaboration needs to happen within many different departments, just because the more heads, the better, right? So I am being clear myself. I feel it's extremely important because, you know, like, we don't see a lot of programming or celebrations or anything like that for our community members that identify. So, you know, having the support from actual council departments, I think, is really important, saying, you know, telling everybody in the community that, hey, we're here and we hear you and we want to celebrate you, instead of, you know, being ashamed or anything about who they are.
And Jamie, getting back into the event, the drag performances are going to be a big part of this. We have a local performer. Can you tell us more about that and the local performer, Velvet Valentine, who will be debuting her act as well?
Yeah, so last year we weren't able to get our ducks in a row quick enough to have drag performers, but it was something that we've been talking about for the last 2 years. And then last year during our event, we did ask attendees to provide feedback of what they'd like to see at future Pride events. And overwhelmingly, we did get feedback that people would like to see drag performers. So we certainly wanted to make sure that that was a priority this year going forward. So thankfully, Maureen has some friends in the drag performance arena. And we had a partner with the Woodland Cultural Center last year who was able to connect us with Velvet Valentine, because it's really important to also for people to see themselves represented in the community and through that medium as well. So it's great to have the debut performance as well in the community. So we did speak with all the performers this week. Velvet's really excited to come back to the community to perform. So hopefully we'll have a lot of friendly faces and a lot of people there cheering her on while she's performing and while they're all performing.
Yeah, and you just touched on that, but just what does it mean to have a local Six Nations community member taking the stage as a performer and being able to showcase that in front of her hometown community?
Yeah, incredibly important.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like, I don't think I've ever been so excited about Pride before, just because, you know, we tried to reach out to different Indigenous performers to no avail. June is a very busy month. But, you know, the group we have, and then with Velvet Valentine coming aboard and being excited, it's exciting. It's really exciting.
And how would you say that drag is being embraced within Indigenous communities? And is it kind of a powerful thing to see that kind of representation at a local event like this?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The confidence, the, you know, just being proud of who they are and being able to entertain. And yeah.
And sometimes it could be harder to come to your home community to perform things like this, right? And Velvet's really excited and has identified that there's a lot of people coming to support her already. So we've had to maybe bump up a few of our numbers on food and things like that, because we're hoping with her presence that we'll draw a larger crowd.
And with June being the celebration of Pride Month, can you give us a little insight into what really inspired the event and how events like this can work towards helping to foster inclusion and acceptance within the community and just giving individuals a space to connect with each other on that level?
So, you know, Department of Wellbeing and Social Services partnered because, you know, the government is recognizing and providing more funding for safer spaces specific to, you know, the ending gender-based violence. And, you know, the importance of, well, where it came from was last year, you know, we kind of got really hyped up. And again, like Jamie said, we didn't get our ducks in a row in time and people booked really quickly. So, you know, we got on the ball this year and said, you know what, we're going to listen to the community. And it was, if this came from the community, right? So, and I feel pretty proud that Wellbeing and Social Services are able to provide this to the community.
And Jamie, with that being said, is there anything else going on within Pride Month in June or even beyond that? If people are looking to become more involved in the Pride community and Six Nations year round, how can they get involved?
Sure, that's a great question. So last year, one of the things that we were looking at doing was a drop-in group for 2SLGBTQ+ individuals. It didn't really take off, but we're still looking for feedback from community members of what are different kinds of groups that people are interested in seeing, what are different kinds of programming or training. So we're really open to feedback from the community as well, because we can certainly create whatever we want, but if no one's going to come, then it doesn't do the community any kind of service. So we certainly would like to have any kind of feedback from the community on what they would like to see, and we will work our hardest to make sure that that comes to fruition.
And just in terms of the event, how can people get involved, whether they want to come out and check things out or volunteer and support? How can people do that?
Sorry, I also wanted to mention, I did forget that during this month as well, we're going to be running a training for community members called Actionable Accountability in partnership with Love Builds the Bundle through Gunawpusha. So it will be for community members who are looking to kind of learn more, especially around things like pronouns and creating safer spaces, whether it is agency-based or at home. So that is going to be on June 14th, which is a Saturday, in hopes that people can accommodate that around a work schedule. So look for the poster coming out on that. We don't have it out quite yet, but it will be there. And to come out and support, I mean, it's a free event. So just even being there certainly supports the event. And the more people that kind of come out, the more we can do. Yeah. Because if no one comes out, then it's hard to run the event. So
just on that, we will be putting out a poster really soon for Six Nations Celebrates Pride. And my contact information will be on that poster. So if there's anybody that has questions or wants to volunteer, they're more than welcome to reach out, and we'll definitely include them in the process.
I guess just lastly, if we could get both of you to chime in, but just what do you hope people can take away from this year's Pride celebration?
One of the biggest things that I hope people can take away is seeing themselves represented. Last year, we had an individual, we had all the different kinds of flags representing the community set up. And we had one of the youth come up to the booth and was so excited because this was the first time that she ever saw herself represented in the community in terms of her flag of how she identifies. So, I mean, stories like that, even if it's one person, I mean, we've done our job. So definitely representation matters.
And again, I'm going to turn back to, you know, knowing that our agencies and we're working towards, you know, teaching and our agencies how to better serve the population, understand some of the hardships and, you know, tribulations that we can kind of be up against being under that umbrella, but as well as that, again, we recognize you, we see you, and we want to celebrate every community member, not just those that don't identify.
All right, Jamie and Maureen, I want to thank you guys for doing this today and best of luck with the rest of planning. And we're definitely looking forward to seeing everything come June 25th at Six Nations Celebrates Pride.
Thank you so much.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.